In this bulletin, the Liberals support a 2050 net emissions cut, but the Nationals are yet to back the proposal. The family of a missing girl in Western Australia is still desperate for answers. And in sport, Australian basketballer Ben Simmons suspended from the NBA opener. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrucci. The National Party is still weighing up its position about a 2050 net zero emissions reduction target ahead of a climate conference in Glasgow. Nationals leader Barnaby Joyce says he's unsure about approving the target as his party focuses on how climate action could affect regional jobs. The Liberals are supporting Prime Minister Scott Morrison's plan but needs backing from the junior coalition partner to take the proposal to Glasgow. Victoria has ruled Greater Sydney is now an orange travel zone, opening the border to fully vaccinated Sydneysiders without the need to quarantine. Visitors from Sydney will no longer have to isolate or take a COVID-19 test on arrival if they are fully vaccinated, but they still need an entry permit. But those who are partially vaccinated or unvaccinated will need to quarantine, be tested within 72 hours and stay in isolation until their test is negative. Rising COVID-19 vaccination rates across the country and the prospect of Christmas reunions have given people the confidence to book interstate holidays again. New South Wales has 92.1% of eligible people 16 and older with at least one dose of a COVID-19 vaccine, while 80.8% of adults are fully vaccinated. However, the state's Chief Health Officer, Kerry Chan, is eyeing higher rates.
92%, a great achievement, but let's get higher. Let's try and aim for 95%. Our colleagues in ACT have gone beyond that, so I set up the challenge to everyone.
New South Wales Health recorded 273 locally acquired COVID cases and four more deaths. The number of people in hospitals with COVID-19 has also decreased. A new report shows Australia must take the lead and urgently increase climate funding for at-risk countries. The findings on the Fairer Futures report outline a detailed roadmap showing how the government can help ease climate burdens in the world's poorest communities. The funding required to support low-income countries will be high on the agenda at COP26, where the world's so far unmet ambitions have been extended even further. Oxfam Australia Chief Executive Ling Morgan told SBS that while emission reduction targets are important, there is important tangible support Australia could provide now.
So we're now saying that the Australian government really needs to both step up the commitment that we're making, but also ensure that we honour those commitments that we've already made.
The United States, the United Kingdom and Canada have already committed to doubling their climate finance commitments this year, with the US alone committing to $11 billion annually by 2024. And a study shows Africa needs to invest more than $50 billion a year in order to cope with the threat of climate change. The African Union and the World Meteorological Organization are warning that around 120 million poor people face floods, droughts, displacement and extreme heat by the decade's end if nothing is done. It also warns that all of Africa's remaining glaciers are on track to disappear by the 2040s. Former New South Wales Premier Mark Baird will front the state's Corruption Commission today after two public servants testified his office has concerns about a grant at the centre of a probe into his successor Gladys Berejiklian. The Independent Commission Against Corruption is investigating whether Ms Berejiklian broke the law by not disclosing her relationship and whether she exercised public functions in a position of conflict. It's also being questioned as to whether she was liable to encourage or allowed Mr Maguire's contact in securing millions of dollars worth of grant funding awarded to two projects in his electorate. The search for a missing four-year-old girl on Western Australia's northwest coast has been suspended due to bad weather. Cleo Smith was last seen by her parents about 1:30 a.m. on Saturday at the Blowholes campsite at McLeod, north of Carnarvon. And the United Nations is preparing to vaccinate all of Afghanistan's children under five against polio for the first time since 2018, after the Taliban agreed to the campaign. Vaccination teams have been barred in certain parts of Afghanistan for the past 3 years over Taliban suspicion the groups were government or Western spies. The World Health Organization's Director of Polio Eradication for the Eastern Mediterranean region, Dr. Hamid Jafari, says because of the ban, some 3.3 million children haven't been vaccinated.
Pakistan and Afghanistan are the only two countries where wild poliovirus remains endemic. all of the rest of the world has eliminated, eradicated wild poliovirus. Pakistan and Afghanistan are the two last remaining countries. And we are seeing very little poliovirus, wild poliovirus transmission in these two countries. So if we don't aggressively vaccinate in both of these countries at this stage, we might see a resurgence of polio, which would be a huge setback.
In sport, Philadelphia has suspended Ben Simmons from a game after he was told to leave practice this week. The Australian will miss the NBA season opener on Wednesday in New Orleans due to his conduct being deemed detrimental to the team. It's believed he was not engaged in practice and he's been a reluctant participant recently. And for a look at today's weather, Perth, showers and wind easing, 20 degrees. 30 degrees in Adelaide today, partly cloudy. Morning cloudy in Melbourne, then sunny, 23. 17 in Hobart today, partly cloudy. Much the same in Canberra, 18 degrees. Sydney, showers, 21. Brisbane, much the same, 27. Cairns, mostly sunny, 34. And Darwin, partly cloudy, 35. You're listening to SBS News. I'm Sophia Petrovic.